Remember this, inshallah, next time we see what are these Amirs ordering you to do. You will see, it's amazing to go through it before we dig it up, because I don't dig it up too much. You will see that he will use some phrases, famous ones, which are the basic of different schools of thought. You know that in philosophy, when you learn philosophy, philosophy is a very funny game. And studying philosophy is somehow walking towards a labyrinth. I know this by experience, because before my degrees in architecture, you know that I was studying mathematics and philosophy and education. These are two different colleges that I studied. Meanwhile, and studying philosophy is a very ridiculous stuff. Has anyone tried to learn philosophy? Huh? Try it. It will be very amazing, because you look around, somebody will give you a book. The book starts like this, that there is a blah, 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 impressive introduction, and they start with one philosopher. The bigger the book, older the first one is. Okay? And the first one will explain the existence and everything to you in a very difficult language, using a lot of terms. And you feel very stupid. Because they say it is as simple as this, and that's not simple to you to begin with. And then, realizing it, you say, yes, this is correct. And you're happy that you got it a little bit. You turn the page. Next philosopher. Who's next philosopher? It's another fellow who begins with what? You studied.
The opposite of what the previous.
He will say, whatever he told you is nonsense. He was stupid. This is it. And you say, yes, this is right. This is it. And you fell in love with this. Next philosopher will prove that all that was nonsense. This is the way it is. And you're laughing. A living philosopher now will start to prove that existentialism was a sickness of some group of bourgeoisie in France. And it's nonsense. Therefore, this is it. And you cannot say, I will wait 10 years. So whatever you say is nonsense. This is philosophy. This is the game, linguistic game. And I learned it. I got a master in it. It was necessary for all these readings. So no wording will impress me anymore. Because you tell me a nonsense, even in English I put it in a sentence that everybody should say, yes. This is what you are going to see. But because he's a master and he's careful, he doesn't give you the list of this stupid game of philosophy. The difference between philosophy and hikmat is, in hikmat, anyone will tell you, oh, all these masters were correct. Let me put it differently, maybe you get it. This is the attitude. No one will say, oh, that one was stupid. They appreciate the teacher as masters because they are talking the same thing, really. But in philosophy, it's awesome. Here, he doesn't go to that place. He brings the philosophy, which is the basic of Sufism and this knowledge. Because there is a philosophy here. We had philosophers. He will show it to you. Because philosophy shows itself in what? In man-made institutions to interpret the message of God. I got the belief. All of them are man-made institutions to interpret the message of God as it fits their convenience. So there are different religions. There are different believers in God. There is one God. And all of them, they say, yes, there is one God. But this is my religion. I mean, my religion, you will find God or goddesses and blah, 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 blah. These differences are man-made. These are illusion made by the vizier, means the clever guy. You are clever? If you are very clever, you will find it hard to be a believer. Because you will see all the nonsenses. Then suddenly you may think that everything is nonsense here. He will show it to you that, okay, this one said this. You read it, it's correct. And it's lovely. Let's believe in this. The other one said, this nonsense is this. Oh yes, this is correct. There is no point in these verses when you go down to say, no, 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 this is not correct. You accept them all, and they are, at the beginning he told you, and he will tell you again, that these are some sayings that each one is proving the other one wrong, is based on opposing each other, debating. They don't know that there is one essence, one unique message, which is not a message really. It is as simple as I could. Do you believe that I could repeat? I could say that all the message in all these books in one simple sentence. If you're looking, you're looking for what? You can. Please don't use big words. You're looking for happiness. Am I right or not? You're looking for happiness, right? Happiness has only one source, really. Satisfaction of the animal is not it. The state of happiness is when you're looking at the beauty. And the beauty, for beauty, you have to acquire a taste. So acquire the taste. The beauty is there. And looking at it, you will be happy. That simple. Of course, it's very complicated to stop. We know when we talk about beauty, you know, I graduated from a fine art faculty. Means a graduate of fine art faculty could go on for centuries talking about beauty. Talking and talking and talking. But that's not it. Because everybody knows that less than maybe 10% of the graduates are really artists. The rest are artisanal, they're doing their connoisseurs. Because it needs something. By studying music, you will not become Mozart. There is something there, right? So it's not all your effort. You should know this. But try it. Try to acquire the taste for beauty. Because whatever is beautiful. Whatever is a picture of the picture of God. Remember the version of creation? We don't believe that God decided to create the human being and then he said, let's put it in my way. The picture, this is not the way we think about it, because God never decides to make things. Because that decision should be logical. Oh my goodness, God is not logical. It's beyond that. If he decides to do something, there should be a need for that. Need and God, they don't go together. So, to us, God did not create the universe. You know how it happened? Anyone? I will say, ha ha ha, let me tell you this way. There was God and nothing else. And God was beautiful. Beauty has a tendency of appearance. Therefore, the beauty jumped out.